Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome to a brand new episode of Flesh Wound Horror. We have a watch-along for Home Sweet Home, our Thanksgiving slasher. I am
one of our slash limmy.
One of them.
I fucked it up. Start over.
Oh,
I damned it.
And after fuck I got everybody.
That's all right. Yeah. No, I was kidding, Dan. You don't have to stop. Just keep going.
No. Well, fuck you then. All right. Well,
I know it's start over.
I'm Daniel Shine. That motherfucker's Todd. That's Pugs and Kruger. Just don't need to do last. We'll just, you know, go by our names.
That means he must have already watched the Scream show. That's what Pugs did. He only did first name. So now he's trying to like not get on stage. It
yet. I need sure, Dan. So
you don't support our own channel. This fucking guy.
I have it. It just went up today.
You know what? No, it didn't. It went up last week. He's just going with the whole, you know, I didn't watch it because I'm not on it thing, but we all know he watched it.
This cocksucker. I wanted him on it, but he's just like, fuck you, and your life doesn't matter anymore.
I didn't want to be too negative. I only like one of the movies. So that's, you know.
Whatever. I still wanted to ask you to be on there, Dan, and you declined me. The only one here that wanted you there.
I will review the new one.
And then what's worse is he started talking to me about him like hours before that we did the show. I was like, this is the shit you should have said on the show.
I was not trying to be a wet blanket. People like Scream.
Like you do every other show? So that's the
I
one show.
I don't like Scream.
The one show.
Well, I like the first one. I did. I have softened on the
Well,
first
we're
one.
Not talking about that shit now because you missed your opportunity. Mm-hmm.
We already
decided we're doing the Hellraiser one without you now for punishment.
Hellraiser. Well, that one I'm actually interested to talk some of the sequels.
Too
I don't know
fucking bad
how you guys are with them, but we have new Hellraiser possibly coming. But anyways, we're here to talk about a Thanksgiving slasher, god damn it, and it is Home Sweet Home. Todd, explain how we do our watch-alongs.
You're not even going to tell him what the movie's about?
He said it's a Thanksgiving slasher, guys.
Oh, that's all you're going to give him?
Well, that's all I was going to give them.
Well, but, I thought you'd have a synopsis since most people haven't seen it.
Is this based on the Motley Crue song?
I'll just take fucking Dan's job here real quick. So the synopsis for this movie is an escaped mental patient steals a station wagon and makes his way to Bradley's Thanksgiving celebration, where he plans to make them a little less thankful.
Thank you. Someone's a professional on this goddamn show.
Fucking Todd.
Somebody's got to be.
So, anyways. Todd, take it away. Explain how we do the gimmick.
All right. So if you've never done a watch along or a commentary with us before, you're basically, we're going to do a countdown. 5, 3, 2, 1, play. When I say play, very self-explanatory, hit play. So you can, this is a harder to find one, but it is on YouTube. So you can watch along from the YouTube link that we'll probably have in the description or something. We'll figure that out. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play. Everyone got it? Yes, okay. Sir. Everyone ready?
Indeed.
Yep.
All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, play.
Los Angeles.
All right, cool. And then Michael Myers is up in that fucking... Volkswagen.
This kind of looks like LA now with the Rona.
There's still
nowhere near that. It's crowded like fuck.
There's still homeless nice people freeways on the going. Road.
Yeah. That's not very LA today either.
Slew for Rigno. The Hawk has seen better days.
He hasn't heard better days, though.
Ooh, damn.
Yeah, tell him I said that.
It's all good.
You know, it's funny. No one even blinked an eye. You know, he's just chilling in his car drinking a beer. Right.
Man, you know Krug has been doing the roids.
He's got that last house haircut.
Yeah, he's going to go Benoit on somebody's ass.
Oh. Slamming?
Shoot up some heroin real quick.
Looks like he's been sucking some dicks.
Remember that nose spray? Hell, that shape of the bottle? That's awesome.
Just going to streamline some saline into my veins.
Don't be a pussy. Inject your dick.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck that. Does he do his tongue? Yeah, I think I remember this. Oh, yeah. Fuck that shit. Under the tongue. Damn. Hell no.
Wasn't it Billy Graham, superstar Billy Graham, that injected Clorox?
Oh, I thought you were going to talk about fucking other Billy Graham injected.
A good one. A good one.
You said Clorox. I was like, all right, Trump.
Sandy Cobb sounds like a porn star.
It should be noted, Nettie Pena, who directed this, this is the one film he directed. He has one other credit, but it was like a documentary, like 20 years later. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, you're the whole reason I fucking even know about this movie, Todd.
There's not a lot of, Thanksgiving slashers. So,
it's
funny because
only like 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
That what?
Because didn't we cover this like 3 or 2 years, 2 or 3 years ago? Because you're the reason I saw this too.
Yeah.
Before we were video.
Yeah. So
yeah, it's funny because when Joe Bob did his special, I was like, because I thought I got this and Blood Rage mixed up. I thought this was Blood Rage. I'm like, oh shit, no, I have never seen this. So when I watched Blood Rage, I completely got the two mixed up.
Which was the commentary we did last week or yesterday? I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. I'm pulling a Dan.
Where's the sad music? Gotta have
been a pro wrestler.
I'm sure he had to.
You know, I've always heard that. I know he was there's the other one I get him confused with.
FBI, Big Guido.
He ain't that big.
With those injections, he probably is.
Fucking dude, Big Guido is fat as shit. You remember when they brought him back, the ECW reunion? Yeah. Fucking all out of shape. Big Show beat the shit out of him.
GTA. Ah,
fuck you, bitch. 10 points.
And I love the look on his face. It's like he just came.
Fuck yeah.
I am a corpse. I call you blood.
I already want Dan to like be the star of the remake.
Question features. Let's
we
do it.
Do that. We should.
I got the get the muscles. I'll jack up.
No. Just behind the wheel. It's a horror movie in itself.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Fucking be like the retarded version of Russell Crowe.
So I'd be Russell Crowe then.
But retarded.
Extra.
Hey, I look a lot like the Gladiator in 2020. So,
but instead of one extra chromosome, you have two extra chromosomes.
This fucking dipshit with the goddamn fucking face paint. Dude, he always cracks. You know what this kind of reminds me of? You remember fucking Blood Harvest with fucking Tiny Tim running around singing? That's who he reminds me of.
This kind of reminds me of what Daniel Benoit was up to his last night.
What?
Face paint.
I don't know. Who the fuck Dan's talking about?
The Benoit. You
talking about
boy.
Fucking. What, the dead one? Paint.
Yeah, his final that was the final straw.
Well, at least you got there. Because I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
It didn't click right away, but you knew what
that
it
was
meant.
That was some fucking that was some retarded Russell Crowe talk right there.
Todd, how long has it been since you've yelled that same phrase? I need a beer.
I'm guessing it was not that long ago with Dan on his show.
Gotcha.
Me too.
This guy looks like fuck, who does he? Look, discount Ben Edward James almost, kind of.
Discount Joe Spinell with a fucking mustache.
Yeah, it's like the Frank Stallone version.
All right, checking the cheeks.
Yep.
Dude, this motherfucker's a pimp.
Yeah, he is. I just love that, you know.
Dude, I love just that he's been driving, like, how the fuck do you see, my dude?
Well, maybe it helped with the glare.
You know, he's not black, so the LA cops just left him alone.
Oh, yep. Sure.
And he, you know what? He's a blood, though. Look, driving around going Sue Woo on everybody.
It would be funny to see him, like, go through a checkpoint and just be on your way.
Yeah. What a Mercury? Yeah. This is like one of the only like buff slashers I know, right? Do you know, are there any other off the other than, like, I know the one recently, the one the one you, the Dare, other than that,
the Dare. I
mean, yeah, the gold,
like,
Dare,
super jacked ones.
Yeah, yeah, so there's not a lot of, like, bodybuilder type killers, really, which is weird.
I mean, Kane. I mean, Jacob Goodnight would be like the closest I would get to it.
Yeah,
but
Derek Mears is pretty cut too.
No, Kane. You know, Kane's pretty jacked when he's playing. I mean, it's not real when he's playing Victor Crowley. He looks pretty ripped, but you know, that's much more fucking deformed, muscular.
See, when you said Kane, I was thinking of See No Evil at first.
Yeah, that's where I was going to.
No, I was talking about Jacob Goodnight.
Yeah,
See No Evil.
Yeah,
that's
you know, this guy owned a Free Mustache Rides shirt at some point.
I think he probably still does. Oh yeah, that's the line.
Look how much room those older cars had. I missed that.
I think he's got his legs stretched through on top.
Those shoes are too clean.
Jeez, damn. You're so horny. Fucking goddamn hit right there.
Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out.
Smooth sailor.
See, this is like one of those rare 80s slashers.
This is Dan right here.
Oh, yeah. Where it's not teenagers, too. God damn it, Dan.
I love Kiss.
I'm not sure what he's supposed to be at this point. I mean, he's not a
shitty mime.
Goth. I mean,
yeah,
he's a weirdo.
A musical mime.
Yeah,
but he's cheating.
We're just an ass clone.
We're gonna get some middle-aged tatas here in a minute.
Fuck yeah! Titties on YouTube.
You get that, Poontang? Almost.
Yep.
This is one of the more annoying slasher characters because it's coming back to me now.
Now you know what it's like to be us on the show with you.
Fuck you, Todd.
Yeah.
I will paint my face like that if I ever shave my beard.
Please,
I'll do it
every
time.
Please do.
I want to see how that turns out.
There we go.
All right. Leche.
There we go.
Dude, this guy is a fucking G.
That's a mom ass there. Maybe he'll fuck her later.
Nothing wrong with mom ass.
I was going to say, you know, she let you stay in. It's all good.
Cook you breakfast.
That's true.
Steeler, let me get one of PlayStation 5.
I was gonna say, yeah, let me get one of those Capri Suns for your kids.
Dude. Man, don't act like the kids don't have the bomb snacks. I was eating some fruit snacks today.
They do.
Dude, when I first tried the mac and cheese, I'm like, this is amazing. You know the mac and cheese cups? Yeah. This kid's got it made today.
Dude, I would fuck you. Dude, fuck that, bro. Get the fuck up and beat his ass.
She's like, I can't get up right now.
Bro, that's the fighting fucking shit right there.
Hell yeah.
Like, dude, unless you're going to play some mood music, you got to kick rocks.
Worst Benny Hill ever.
He's like, what's up, girl?
He's like, what's up, dude? My dick is out. Hold up, real quick.
Oh, Dan, you just got to get that little shirt with the chains on it.
Next Halloween, Dan, that's what your costume is.
I think next Halloween,
you Pugs, you, isn't it fucked up? That's what metalheads looked like back then.
That's what's, well, that,
at least cinema's interpretation.
Throw the bat at him.
He's a couple of leather pieces away from immortal.
Okay. I am slightly offended at this part. I think we need to cancel this film.
Who calls him lovely dish?
I'm just waiting for, like, who's the maid? Why is she playing a guitar?
All right.
He's just hating because he ain't hitting it.
Where's that Batman?
All right. She just said he can't take it anymore.
Get some of that red lube. It'll help.
Dan's like, I can take it to the handle.
Fuck you, Dad.
Wait. I think that's that. I think the dark haired one's the prettiest one so far.
Agreed.
Yeah. Oh, the bangs. Uh oh.
I'm not a fan of that, but you know, the rest is fine.
No.
They all. Oh,
I'm going to go with that mom ass.
You know, I was going to say she's the second best in my opinion.
There's a hairy bush there, though.
Oh, yeah, Mamacita's not getting any love. Yeah, I changed my vote.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I was just thinking of the ones on screen, too. But, I mean, it looks like
mustache
she just got her.
Is going to get them all, Todd. No, none left for you.
It looks like she just got her.
My mom is horny as shit. Like,
well, she just got twat blocked and beaver dammed.
I like how persistent she is, though.
But it's like it's all uh-oh. Couples then Dan. Oh, Dan.
Oh, no.
He's going to get it one way or the other.
Let me show you on that doll.
Oh, my God.
That's fucked up.
And now we're canceled.
Look at the sweet hat.
Between this and the Megan is Missing fucking review.
God damn, that's a Cadillac.
I'm not sure if I want them behind the wheel, though.
Oh, well. It's like Dan after he, it's like Dan with his cum rag.
Well, you know, a lot of cum. I mean, I'm not sure Dan's what's like funny about it.
Oh well, yeah, this one's under an 18 plus warning, by the way.
Yeah,
came on should a clown be. Or something. No. I don't know.
I wonder if there's any like spots on that Sam back there, Dan.
Two for the price of one.
Man. If Michael Myers, watch out. Look how this guy stalks him.
Steps behind a bush, but you can still see that bloody cum rag. Kind of surprised they didn't make him disfigured or something.
Maybe he didn't want to go through the makeup.
Memento Asylum.
Oh yeah, I mean, could have been fucked up though. I don't know.
They're mental damage, like Kane. I mean, from WWE.
I mean, he's fucking intimidating enough. I don't know. I think he works. When you're that jacked and fucking, you know, you're a fucking crackhead too. I mean, shit. Yeah.
They look like they're.
Did they say what drugs he was injecting?
I don't know.
Heroin or PCP? It's probably PCP.
Yeah, that makes the most sense.
PCP era, yeah. They look like they're sizing her up to like sell her to Epstein right now.
Shit. Dan's gonna fucking be found suicided now.
It'll be a Carradine if I go out that way.
We know, Dan.
I just put it out there now. It's a sex thing. It's not a depression thing.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you know, you got to document that.
Dan, I think
they're probably going to kill you and then steal your collection on your computer.
I think the FBI wants that more than anybody else.
The fucked up thing about Carradine is some motherfucker saw him hanging in the closet like that and took pictures. I mean,
yeah, you wouldn't.
I would too.
He's actually dead. I don't know.
Oh, N-word, please.
just take a selfie and be like,
yeah, exactly, dude.
That would be the profile pics of all profile pics.
Well, yeah. But do they ever tell the story of how I got yelled at by a coroner for trying to take a photo of him bringing out a body?
Oh my god.
That's pretty much the whole story. He's like, no.
I thought it was going to get a little darker, like they left it unattended. And
no, it was in a bag, but I don't think I had to be yelled at, because like once he's understood, I'm like, okay, I guess it's disrespectful, but like they're already dead. They're not going to know.
It's not like you like grabbed its dick and was like.
It's not like it was that Serbian baby.
Man, I can't wait to see that footage.
Pug's dragged off screaming.
You see Pug's just fucking snatched the baby. Fucking, they cut away. He's just sitting over there fucking it in the corner.
I broke the glass like a Jewish wedding. It's mine.
God damn, dude. This is going to need like a 21 plus rating.
Yeah, this is a weird Thanksgiving. We're doing the end. We got our Spit on Your Grave show.
Well, it's funny because like fucking this Thanksgiving movie is just like random as fuck. It's like just like the most random set of circumstances ever happening. You have this weird fucking mime. You have the fucking crackhead on PCP fucking that's jacked as hell getting out of the insane asylum. And like some fucking horny couple and their daughter.
Annabelle.
Possibly. Man, it's crazy. People used to actually dress like this shit. I was like five, fucking, though, so I didn't remember. Although it wasn't much better when I see footage from when I was like 12. God.
Is that a generator?
I was going to say, that doesn't. It's an odd place.
Yeah, because you know all the generators we have in LA.
Yeah. Yes, doesn't like other than like the first part in the city. This doesn't really look like LA. It's weird.
I'm going to see if we can find filming locations. If so, I know where we're going.
Because it's funny that you brought up I Spit on Your Grave, because it does kind of look like that a little bit. Fucking some of the like woodsy areas. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You know, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to find the answer to this, but I'm looking up filming locations.
If it's anywhere near Griffith Park, then there is an I Spit on Your Grave tie. That's where the cover was made. But we'll go over that on the I Spit on Your Grave show.
Yeah, coming soon.
Is he going to fuck the neighbor now or something?
He's insatiable.
Flesh-eating mothers is a good example of a really odd dude that gets a lot of pussy.
I've never seen that.
It's a fun one.
It's fucking Dan's favorite movie.
It's a good movie.
Why is he wearing a mitten? Is that hot?
Yeah, what the fuck? Michael Jackson it up in the kitchen.
Unfortunately, there is no filming locations for Home Sweet Home listed on the internet. This is a travesty. I think we will have to get on this.
Yeah, dude, we need to fucking push this to get a fucking like an Arrow Video release or something.
We need to find Mustache, get him for an interview.
If he's around.
They would need to deep dive probably pretty hard though for this. You know what I mean?
I would see for me. Fuck on set. This is a perfect Vinegar Syndrome title. I mean, it hits
actually way better than fucking Arrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're 100% right.
Don Edmonds, that's mustache guy. He was a producer for True Romance. I didn't know he did that one, but he also did a
great movie.
One we talked about not too long ago was the Night Stalker with Robert Zadar.
Never seen it.
Oh yeah. Oh Dan, here we go. As a director, he directed Tomcat Angels.
Oh shit.
But I got one better. As a director, he directed Ilsa, She Wolf of the SS, and Harem Keeper of the Oil.
Oh, I didn't even realize I was him. That is really cool.
Wow.
Not only a mustache, but also a brain.
one day we'll have to do a show on those movies because I've never seen them.
Oh, yeah, Elsa's great.
Uh-oh.
The Elsa movies.
We got one in the chamber already done.
We can revisit it, though.
Yeah.
Why do you have to stalk so much when you fucking look like that? I mean, it's not a whole lot they're going to be able to do.
If that's what gets your dick hard, that's what gets your dick hard. Like, it doesn't matter what you look like.
I mean, he's a crackhead. He's a crackhead, though. So, like, you know, he doesn't want to be fucking seen. He needs the element of surprise.
And, you know, even big dudes like that have been picked on because they were big.
That is true.
Very true.
Did you ever see that video of the bully was fucking with that fat kid and he just fucking like picks him up and
he gives him like a pile driver.
Just fucking like takes him out and he got in trouble. I was like, that's bullshit.
I'm sure he won at the end.
There was a very similar situation that happened to me when I was fucking in middle school.
Yeah, once well, they dude, put once their hands on you, you can do what you want. I think
once you've had enough, you've had enough. Like, no, the bully should know when to stop.
Yeah.
On you, buddy.
Yeah, and the bully actually made, you know, assaulted him too. He hit him, and I'm like, why is he in trouble for doing something back? He should have killed the little bastard. You know,
there's a documentary called Bully, and this little like fish lip kid gets picked on in the school bus. Like, they hit him, and I'm like, I wish I had been on that bus. I would fuck that dude up. Not the fish lip kid. I feel bad for him.
But, like, I would hope not.
Right, you're not hitting him hard enough, pussy. No. Take your pencil and stab that motherfucker.
Yeah, teeth.
Starting with the nose.
It's probably never this kissed the girl.
Fucking guy,
cocksucker.
he just threatened to rape fucking your girl, dude. Bitch.
I'd tell him I'm about to fuck you with that goddamn guitar handle.
And then he's like trying to take your woman right in front of you. That motherfucker would be fucked up.
Well, he heard guitar and get girls.
We need to remake this with fat, drunk Jeff Jarrett in this role. Just randomly comes in and starts.
If he throws tortillas at Mamacita, then totally. Yeah. Dude, if that painted face guy had a fucking bird, I damn would be all over him.
Well, that guy wears a better hat than Dan already.
Ah, lies.
You gonna argue with Mustache?
This guy's.
We've all been there too.
Ferrigno just says it.
Straight up, though, didn't he just siphon some fucking gas off of that car?
He literally just jacked his gas. That's why fucking Ferrigno's pissed.
Yeah, like, what a fucking piece of shit.
He's like, he has. Yeah, that. That's legal if you do that in L.A. You can stab that motherfucker.
Bro, Andy's fucking going to take his engine or something? Like, what the fuck is this asshole doing?
He's like, I need some spark plugs.
Yeah, I'm just going to raid this fuck. Dadley needs... What? Fuck yeah. Fuck yes. He is a fucking pro wrestler. I fucking knew it.
The fucking splash, dude.
The all Ferrigno
flying crossbody.
Fucking Ferrigno had a
flying crossbody, that motherfucker.
If he had an ICP shirt on and said fuck this shit, he'd be going viral. Boop, boop.
Fucking hell.
All that shit.
See, like,
he should play the mime.
You know, that reminded me of, like, remember fucking Madman? When Madman Mars does the fucking Goomba stomp fucking from Mario on top of the hood of the car on somebody? Yeah. That shit is the funniest goddamn thing.
All right. I did confirm.
That's a great kill.
I did confirm he was a professional wrestler.
He has
WCW listed. But the one, his biggest claim to fame is, and you, well, this is before your time, Kruger, but in the late 90s, he was the Body by Jake guy who did all the workout videos.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You remember Body by Jake?
I do. That's Jake?
Yeah.
No shit. Wow.
Man.
Your haircut does a fucking major difference.
Bro, I would not allow the mime with the girl.
He's picking on your girl. Whoa! Oh, she likes it. All right, Dan.
Dan's like, that dog's not going to stop
Dan.
You know who I just realized, this guy? Do you remember when Undertaker had like the like minions in the crowd? This looks like one of those dorks. I don't know. That might be too obscure, but.
I know.
Bro, I don't remember this shit. What the fuck is going on right now?
Some gonna fucking see how many grooming. In her mouth.
I was going to say, some grooming's going on. Dan's like, oh shit, where's my pen? I got to take notes.
Yeah,
magic.
Jesus Christ. He's like, I could totally use this mind.
Dan's like,
in children.
I could turn these four balls into two.
Oh, God.
Fuck. Nasty, Todd. We're a classy podcast.
Thank you for joining us for our last show.
This guy looks like he would win like the AEW championship to me.
He's the TNA champion right now.
Okay, Dan. Dan, you've hit your wrestling quota.
Fucking hell. Yeah.
She's in danger.
They should have
made me hella uncomfortable.
Stay away from my child.
Dude, we need to fucking get Lou Ferrigno to come back here and beat this motherfucker's ass.
I'm just imagining that's the guy from Megan is Missing.
Legit, right?
Josh, is that you? Where's the skateboard, man?
Motherfucker.
Oh man, he's gonna make her do to Annabelle what she did with the teddy bear.
Oh. Maybe Ferrigno ended up in the asylum because of mime diddled him. That's what escalates things. He just sees him punish.
Yeah.
That's next month, Dan.
Yes.
So, you know, Mustache is going to bang both of them.
At the same fucking time, bro.
With mom ass. Ow.
I'll be wringing my mustache out after I'm done with you two.
God, Dan. Don't be gross.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Oh, God.
I was in Blade Runner.
Is that
Runner,
what
you
tell
know?
The ladies?
Yeah.
I do.
Hey, Dan, how's your lady? How's your harem of women?
My beard.
Wow. Fat man's got to eat. Looked like he was getting ready to just start beating one of them.
Like, look, bitch, if I don't get any food within the next 3 seconds, I'm deporting your children.
God damn.
He's serious.
I will beat Terry Taylor.
I will send them to the cages. Is that the one that killed the room?
I don't think he'd be smart enough to cut the phone lines.
Yeah, I think that's a fair assumption. Even though, didn't he cut the power before?
Yeah.
He knows what to do. He's got a hose.
She pull out a tortilla out of nowhere? Like, what the fuck was that?
You know it's Maria. Don't be lying.
Huh? I don't know. That didn't add up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you fucking motherfucking G.
He's like zipping up right now.
It just points to the bow flex before he leaves.
She's all tuckered out.
All I gotta say is that fucking door is so fucking 80s. With all the technically it's 70s, but yeah.
The stained glass, yeah.
Yeah, it's left over from the 70s. I remember that shit.
You know, Todd, I am concerned of where that little girl is.
Right?
Yeah, me too. Like, what the fuck?
That's why he's on the lookout.
I'm trying to figure out the posters he had up back there. Was that a Gary Glitter?
I still have mad respect for Gary Glitter. Who the fuck gets kicked out of fucking Thailand? That's amazing. For the record, piece of shit. But, like, that's impressive.
So why do you have to stalk?
We went over this, Dan.
When you look like
is
that,
his hand on the shoulder or the seat? I can't tell. It's dark.
The seat.
Okay, I was going to say, like, oh, that's that.
Man.
You know, Dan,
what the fuck did he even do?
We don't have any money. Just cover it.
It could also be just glamour muscle, Dan. So he's built for show, not to go.
Yeah.
It's like he's debating fucking the wound right now.
What's the debate? Get it in there.
How are you going to kill the two best characters in the first half hour?
Can afford them.
I was going to say.
That's a big fucking turkey.
Yeah, what the fuck?
This fucker has the nerve to call those guys assholes.
He's like,
he's a millennial before that shit was a thing. Because the turkey's on the table, you fuck.
He's really a 40 fucking year old man underneath that fucking face paint.
Yeah,
that's why he's fucking wearing it, to throw everybody off.
You know, the producer's
just a
like,
small
oh.
man.
The producer's like, oh no, make him like Kiss. That's all they do. Like. I want to see. Do we have a foreign producer on this fucker?
Probably.
No, he looks badass.
Look at that chain shirt. Like, that's perfect, guys.
I'm guessing Lisa Rodriguez. Yeah, that's Maria. Oh, she was also in Terror on Tour, which is one we should eventually talk about.
Oh, okay.
That's a perfect candidate for our Analog Nightmares.
King Kong.
I have never seen it. King Kong poster, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Oh, nice.
This looks like the Voorhees girl's dad.
The nose.
Dude, that didn't even close. That didn't even close, Dan, to that fucking schnozzle on that broad.
Well, the writer of this, And yeah, the writer of this was a, he worked as an assistant sound editor on Evil Dead 2.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
That's probably his biggest credit other than this.
That's nothing to scoff at, though.
I don't know. Yeah. He was a boom operator on Not Since Casanova, you know.
Imagine Ferrigno throwing around Bruce Campbell. That would be awesome. Demon Ferrigno.
All I want to know.
Is he allowed to? Because, like, he can't hear safe words. Oh. I'm sorry.
I didn't mean to kill you.
Ah, well, Don Edmonds was one of the producers.
I remember being at a convention once and Ferrigno was trying really hard to fuck Darian Kane. It was so obvious, too. Even the guy that did the auction that year talked about it. Because he knew, like, he couldn't hear him. Worry, he can't. Yeah, exactly. And that's what he said. Yeah, he's like, he can't hear us.
I want to see him hit on a girl.
These girls should be happy. You know who I am?
Oh, it's the Incredible Hulk. These girls
should be happy they don't have the Mexican lady with her.
You're not Edward Norton.
He couldn't be me on his bad day.
Man, he's not even, he's just right on the tits.
This is a better time, Dan.
I wish this were Martin Cove from Last House on the Left.
Hashtag first world problems.
Roll the porno music.
She should just say, whip out your dick. I'll suck it so we can go home.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be shitty if the other girl wouldn't do it for the other guy? It's just got to sit there.
You know how pissed off cops have body cams now? This is the reason.
Yeah. Dude, there's like no perks to being a cop anymore. You can't shoot them. You can't feel them. Annoying.
Just the drugs in the evidence room.
Can you imagine you pull over Sonny? It's like, you know, one more arrest.
Dan, what did I tell you? No more wrestling.
Dude, you're obsessed with fucking her.
That's hey, Pugs, just, actually.
Son, yeah, that is a little more.
I co-sign. Even though the bitch stole my hot dog. She stole your fucking hot dog. She didn't steal my hot dog. She cut in front of me in line to steal my hot dogs.
Just same do deal. Her from behind and while you're eating one.
No, make her eat the hot
should've
dog.
Got
make
back her at feed her. You a hot dog. You should have got back at her in the parking lot. All you need was some fucking crack.
I was going to say, get some. You think anybody's ever used the laundry detergent trick on her in XPW?
I encourage Dan. I am sorry. Stop talking about wrestling. That would.
What is a laundry detergent trick though?
Yeah, no, Dan washes his butthole.
Fuck you, Todd.
You know he's doing that with his butthole, drinking Lysol or whatever the fuck it is.
Hey, that kills COVID.
Tide Pods too.
Don't forget the wine, bitch.
You got any 40s for Todd?
You know, I will tell you, this was 81. I think they would have had a 32 at maximum. Oh. So, I'm that guy. I'm a collection. No, that's not,
you can get two 32s. It's a 64.
This fucking little piece of shit every fucking time.
It's a duet now.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Dude,
see, if they were to sing Home Sweet Home by Motley Crue,
she has a sombrero. Okay.
I'm like,
see, now I don't feel bad about my fucking tortilla joke because, like, they're just going with it. I probably did see a tortilla, these fucking racist pieces of shit.
Dan, where is your sombrero?
I do not own a sombrero.
On May 5th, you better have a fucking sombrero or I'm going to call some racial shenanigans.
I can't wear a sombrero.
Don't be
I
racist, Dan. Yes, you can.
I lost my sombrero to a Tijuana death match, unfortunately.
Man.
That I had for like 30 years, but I didn't.
Oh. Oh, it went out with a bang, so.
Yeah.
Did you put some fucking thumbtacks on it?
I should have, but I don't even remember what happened.
Has anybody ever used Tabasco in a wound? Or
yes.
Okay.
Tabasco and syringes.
Oh, Jesus.
Hold on. The Tabasco was inside the syringe?
Yeah, and then the syringe goes through the throat or the mouth.
Jesus, that's awesome.
Drake Younger, Abdul Kobayashi, I'm pretty sure, are the ones that did it.
Oh, wow.
I know Jun Kansai did some of them, too. But Japanese guys fucked with that shit a lot.
Uh-oh, Dan, leave her alone.
Shut
bro,
up.
Bro, holy fuck.
But she's giving me that
poor
look,
little
guys.
Girl's just getting attacked.
That little tease.
She's just getting attacked left and right, bro.
Where's Clint Howard to be like some hobo that attacks them right now?
Gives them ice cream.
Okay, oh now it's racist.
Oh, now it's racist? Thank That's God. The level for Dan?
Tamales?
Not the fake Mexican accent, not her fucking Don Jose's dress. Not, it's the song. The hat wasn't it.
I just want an immediate where the fuck is she, you pervert, and just start choking.
Like, how long has it been since they checked on this little girl? She has been treated as like a pincushion this entire time, and now they care?
Oh, I remember this gag.
Yeah.
Yeah, the boogeyman's been there. It's you, you motherfucker. She's traumatized after what you did to her in the bedroom.
That's well, she's hungry because he wore her out, or, you know.
She had to get the taste out of her mouth.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
God. Oh, that one made me sick.
Do I need to cut that one?
Maybe.
That one made me sick.
Leave it in. They got him. Oh, these bitches need to get stabbed already.
I was going to say, this is in filler mode now.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's still enjoyable. Hulk. Like, this is definitely one of those, it's so bad, it's good movies.
Oh, yeah.
He needs to double choke slam him through a fence or something and pale him on a fence.
I think it's before the choke slam was invented.
Oh, yeah, that's true at this point.
And God damn it, Dan, what did I tell you?
He's going to prematurely ejaculate. He's getting too excited. Like.
Hell yeah, Karua plus slam.
Dropped her on her head.
Oh,
fucking Nia Jax, that bitch.
Nia would have killed him by now.
You know, now I want to see one of his goddamn matches.
Dude, that was great. Just fucking chuck the bitch under the hood, falls and hits her head on the rock.
Wow.
The kills at least are decent.
Here's something I didn't know. He's related to Haley Steinfeld.
No.
From what was she in?
I don't recognize the name.
Edge of 17. she was the chick in Bumblebee.
I didn't watch Bumblebee.
Oh, she's a young actress. That's
So Dan's
Dan,
old
you know her. Yeah.
is that Broken Bottle?
Yeah. That's what it looks like. It's gonna get offier.
It has another name if you check Clerks 2.
Pugs for you. She voiced Spider Gwen in the End of the Spider-Verse movie.
Oh, okay.
So
that's badass.
That's Uncle Jake.
The Illuminati.
Is it supposed to be an owl?
That or the little girl's wailing again.
The wind.
Oh, God.
Shit.
Oh, he was a personal trainer for Steven Spielberg and Harrison Ford.
The fuck?
he trained Harrison Ford for Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade movie.
This guy's way more impressive than I fucking expected.
He's bigger than Lou Ferrigno now.
Right? I mean, he's got a solid cross body, good gorilla press slam. This guy's the shit.
He was also in Cheech and Chong's next movie, Coming to America. Here's another. He was the voice of Git the Rat in Ratatouille.
No shit. This dude's been all over the fucking place.
I think he's like a Stallone type now, and he still looks like a fucking freak of nature at like 70.
You know what? I sent a picture of his Body by Jake thing for you guys. I didn't look at today.
It's you mentioned Stallone. Dead. I'm really excited for him to voice King Shark in the next Suicide Squad movie. It's gonna be awesome.
What?
Yeah, he's going to voice King Shark.
He's King Shark?
He's
I'm watching him. That now.
Yeah.
That's fucking sick.
Hell yeah.
The mime, I mean, it makes looks sense. Flicky.
King Shark does sound kind of fucking downsy, so.
Right? Hey, mime looks like he's trying to take a shit right now or something. I don't know what he's doing.
Where's the little girl? Oh, she's at the end of the table. Okay.
He tossed it.
Jesus Christ,
bro.
Quit wasting our fucking eggs, asshole.
Like, turn that shit off, man.
I got another Jake fact. He was the chairman of California's Governor Council on Physical Fitness under Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
Do you remember the commercial Schwarzenegger did where you had like the fat kid like that was trying to eat like I don't know what, candy or something? He's like, put it down. It's like it's not healthy. the days when you could fat shame children.
Dude, I love fucking Arnold. He's the shit. Like, I was just watching this health and fitness thing. This fucker just puts a shot of tequila in his protein shake every day.
Well, it's working.
Yeah, he's like, it's good for your health.
Shame that man couldn't be president.
I need strength to fuck the maid.
He was president. Dude, that's what our world Demolition needs. Man.
Yeah.
And we're almost there. Dios mío. Oh, this is how it's going to
be. Oh, I see what he's doing.
That's the Dan move.
Yeah, Dan's like, I've done this shit before. Come to the bathroom real quick.
He got
to ask me. Say that when I'm done, you can go to the bathroom to clean up. Stupid.
Let's make another stain.
So when this comes out, like on home video, are we gonna have to, or on streaming, are we gonna have to have like a warning from Edward James Olmo before it starts
in English?
Oh God, yeah, probably.
You know, for the hearing impaired, like for Rigno.
Oh. Uh oh.
All right. All right,
I thought the ass would have been more impressive.
Well, let's see how that once that dress goes down. She may
be.
It
could be deceptive, though. I've known some women where you don't think there's going to be much there, and
it turns out to be a baddie with a flatty.
I kill that fucking mime.
I don't really like long backs. Like, you got to have something in there.
Right. Look at those fucking boots. Is he jerking his leg off?
Yeah, I was going to say the rubbing wasn't necessary there, but.
Fucking pervert.
The knife is my dick.
Well, it is a slasher film. That's the whole goddamn point. Then you wonder why. Yeah. Then you wonder why they raised a generation of perverts and deviants.
Hey, pieces. Like, bro, have her. She didn't put out anyway. Fuck her.
Right?
Can you give me 10 minutes before you do? Why does he put the fucking guitar down?
Because he's wearing the strap.
Or hit him with it.
I don't know. I don't think.
He'll play his guitar, do some magic.
Yeah, it looks like he knows what he's doing, sir.
I'm sorry. I'm like, you know, this ain't my hill. I'm out.
Right?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm looking at that dude. I'm just running at that point.
I was like, she hasn't been putting out.
Yeah, those screams are pretty hot, though. Not going to lie.
That's why the camera stays up here.
Yeah.
Don't try and act mime.
Well, you could say that to pretty much the whole cast.
My mother was no good like you.
Titty blood.
This movie reminds me of another movie, and I can't think of it.
It needs better lighting.
Similar theme.
All I can say is the new Joker fucking sucks.
I don't even know if it's lighting pugs. It may just be the transfer.
Oh, what did you say about the new Joker? Oh, I'm dumb. Good call.
I was about to go in before I got the joke.
Yeah.
It's about to say.
Yeah, you got your fucking mind.
Now I'm going to Georgia.
What the fuck was that?
It's Lou Ferrigno.
He's coming down. It's roid rage.
I think the PCP is wearing off. It's been about 12 hours. Have you guys ever been around somebody on that shit?
PCP?
I have seen footage, and I know somebody that I've heard stories.
Aren't you
superhuman? I mean, you can't really do anything.
Or you're just like grinding your teeth and super sweaty. Because I asked my buddy, I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with that guy? And then I was filled in. I was like, oh, that's new.
It just depends. But I can tell you when you mix it with other things is when, like, people start getting, like, insane as fuck.
Okay.
Fun PCP fact. I know you once got him confused with Brother Lin Chung. But Big Lurch, the rapper from the Bay Area who ate his girlfriend's face, was on PCP. And then running down the street covered in blood after it happened.
I know. I still fuck think it's Brother Lynch, but I'll concede.
It was Big Lurch. Trust me.
They, so you can we get him on together. The show?
He's still in prison. And he has a great song with Too Short. He was really, almost like a Sacramento Nate Dogs. He did a lot of cuts.
Dan's like, they all look the same. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
that's fucked up.
He's like, who's Nate Dog?
Yeah.
He's not even arguing.
Uh-oh.
Finally.
This one's for Benoit.
Dogs are in the back.
Fuck yeah.
Ramstein.
Run, Stein, du Haas. Yes.
And Dan, if you want to do the whole thing,
it's time.
My physical address is 130 Green Meadow Lane, Fayetteville, Georgia. The dogs are enclosed in the pool area. Garage side door is open.
There it is.
Do you think, I have it in my phone so I can randomly message it.
Do you think he added brace yourself for when you go in Daniel's room?
You know what? That should be something your parents tell everyone.
Fair enough. Real sex. Yeah, back in the day.
Has anyone made a meme of Benoit doing that thing with the last text message? Because that'd be funny. I know what I'm doing later.
That would be.
That's fucked up.
God damn it, Pug's too far.
There's no going back if they're still with us.
You know what? Every time a certain crackhead we know does a fucking emo post, I'm just going to post that.
Fuck yeah.
Because it's like eight a day at this point.
I'm going to say, it's close to the holidays. You're bound to get one this week.
There was like three yesterday, so...
She's getting tired of checking under her bed for mimes.
You know, people are afraid of clowns. Why isn't there a group of people afraid of mimes? Because those fuckers are way worse. Right?
Isn't art technically a mime?
Hmm. Yeah, he doesn't speak, huh?
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And he's black and white.
Hmm. Well, god damn it. Now we gotta
we should do a watch along with that. That movie's awesome.
Dude, that's the shit. That's my shit. I was just talking to my girl the other day. Like, the worst part about 2020 is not having Halloween and not having the new Terrifier.
Yeah. Well, we should definitely do a watch along right before the new one.
It's completed, though, I believe. So,
yeah, but they're not going to release it until next Halloween.
Ah, that sucks.
All these fuckers, do they not know we might not make it until next Halloween?
Yeah, I know.
The fuck you want? I'm taking a shit.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Offer the kid and get the hell out of there.
I know, it's the first time they paid attention to the whole goddamn movie.
We're going to get our lives back. That's what happened to Casey Anthony. That's what... Kid starts crying.
You know, punish! They were eating dinner together. It could have been like the McCann family. I don't know where that bitch went. It is getting closer to Christmas. It's a JonBenet season. Hmm. You know, I am trying to get into the Christmas spirit, so maybe I'll make a JonBenet doll. Have I showed you my lamp?
No. What the
fuck?
Oh, I will take a photo later. Yeah. It's fucked up.
I was going to say. That's...
I never completed it, but... Well, fuck it. I had a... you know those, like, 3 feet little girl dolls? So I put a plastic bag and a cord around it, and then I wanted to put a motor in the chest so it goes like this whenever I turn the light on, but I never finished it.
Holy shit!
You know, we gotta sell. We gotta sell those in the flesh store to
make it. Dude, I even planned on like fogging up where the mouth area was because it'd be cool. Jesus.
I'm sure we have some sales.
I'd say put it on eBay, but you get that shit pulled in like 2 minutes.
How long do you think it would take for that to get pulled down?
How long did the baby take? Serbian.
Do you think you listed as used, though?
That's the best joke you've been light, probably light, all year.
Lightly used. Gently.
God damn it.
Yeah, leave her alone when you've got fucking Hulk out there. You go play up in your room or something.
It's not like they can't make another.
Come on, the mime already fucked her up. Let's just let him put her out of her misery. Have to pay those therapy bills. I mean, come on.
God damn.
It's easier, cheaper to start over.
I can't imagine all the therapy bills you've caused, Dan.
That's fucked up. Now you better be quiet. You know what happened to that poltergeist girl.
Dan's ready to give her own bowel obstruction.
Oh fuck. Oh. All right. I was fucked up, but you just took it to a new level, Todd.
Oh my god.
God damn. All right, we're all going to hell now. So.
That was too far.
Todd just like fucking took a shit on the line, crossed it, and
I'm proud of him. Shit on him. What color are your shoes today, Todd? Are they red?
Oh, shit.
Nice.
Wow.
That's what happened to Sydney Prescott's mother. She just made it, though. She survived.
Oh, fucking hell.
When you're that fucking big, there's just too much stalking. You should be more like a fucking kaiju slasher. You should be like knocking walls down and
super shredder.
Yeah, exactly. Tear his quad after killing somebody. Then that explained why he's slow. Then you could get away with the slow walk. Let's do it at the beginning.
Bring me some cookies since you're in there.
Right? Who the fuck?
What? I don't want chocolate.
Goddamn pantry.
Satanists.
Dan, if I asked you where's the candles in your house, would you even know? Anyone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I have pumpkin spice candles. I would know where they are.
Okay. I was just curious.
I don't even think I have any candles.
See. They are good to have in case.
Not a fruitcake.
Hold on.
I was gonna stay in California. I'm surprised.
I have an air conditioner on too at the same time. Like, come on.
You never know when you're having a brownout. I mean, I don't have them because I'm in Anaheim and the mouse don't let that shit happen. But I mean,
they may let it now since they won't let them open.
God damn it, Pugs. You just jinxed it.
Well, make sure you got candles. You know, around fall, I do like to get the fall scents and pumpkins and stuff, like pumpkin spice. But like throughout the rest of the year, I get the clean linen. I love that shit.
I like a coconut candle.
Mm.
Vanilla.
Yeah. I wish Fabuloso made candles. I like that shit.
Dan's got his Axe body spray candles.
Fuck you, Todd. Actually, I would fucking buy that. I would buy it once out of curiosity.
I you know what? I hate to go back to my favorite subject. I actually was one of the few that got suckered into buying the Attitude cologne from WWE.
I forgot they had a cologne. That's awesome.
What the fuck did that smell like? Because I never got it.
The locker room.
Sonny's poontang.
It wasn't even that it smelled
smells
bad.
Like broken dreams.
It wasn't even that it smelled bad. Like you'd spray it on and it would be, you couldn't smell it in like 20 minutes.
Did they do the Ode to Ring Boy version?
That was the WCW clone.
And if Patterson wasn't in WCW.
I was going to say there could be a Patterson clone.
Just Musk.
Poor Roddy Piper.
I was going to say it smelled like bagpipes, but
he gave him a bowel obstruction. It sounds.
Oh, I thought you got to do the dead like that.
I show you who the real hot rod is.
You know what would have made. Fucking, what was the show? The fucking, the, their Legends House better if the like, Piper just snuck in there the night and either got his back.
Or how about you like the two Corys episode where they're at a restaurant and it just comes out?
You guys remember that shit? Like, fucking, you guys like remember Roddy Piper's going crazy like the first two nights he was there. Right. Like I felt so bad. I was like, he's probably fucking freaked out. He's got to share a goddamn fucking house with the person who sexually molested him. Fucking assholes.
Comes in, Patterson's in the bed. Like, you're a little old for me, but.
I'm still mad we didn't get a season two, but that's the whole thing. That show. I like that kind of car crash TV.
You know,
I just wanted to see Tony Atlas get the shit kicked out of him. I fucking hate that motherfucker so much. Like when he's cooking the fucking chitlins in the fucking kitchen, like you're just a piece of shit.
Make sure you don't wear sandals around him.
I was going to say Patterson forcefully put the black sunglasses on Piper and he's like, they live, we sleep, obey.
God damn you.
Oh, just pretend I'm Meg Foster. This is dragging a little. Too much.
Yeah,
it felt like there needed to be another kill here because we're in the last.
I remember it dragging around towards the like three fourths.
The final act, the third act. Yeah,
they're a little too calm at this point in a slasher movie.
Well, to be fair, they haven't seen anybody dead, right? Or they haven't seen anybody get killed. There's no reason to panic. They just think their friends are in danger. Oh, and they're also carless. Yeah.
Hashtag.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, Dan, don't watch.
Piss your pants.
Oh, see, that's when he pops out and he's got the chainsaw and he just does a triple decap. Roll credits. That was awkward.
See, he needs to just go put her to bed and we can just have a random bone down scene.
With which one?
I'll let Dan pick.
Oh.
He's going to ask her if she can keep a secret.
You're giving Dan spanking material tonight. Stop it.
Wouldn't that be fucked up if it did a sharp turn and then Ferrigno saves the day?
Saves the little girl?
Yeah, just like walks off into the sunset with the wife there. And No, no sell that bitch.
Get back, motherfucker. You don't know me like that.
She needs to do like she needs to splash him.
Yeah, there you go. Stab, motherfucker.
Her nips are mighty hard.
Oh, God,
you think this guy actually signed terrible. Like Hulk 8x10s just to...
There you go.
Oh, he's flexing.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
He needs to really hit the convention circuit.
I mean, he has enough credits,
right?
Vince McMahon, don't be a pussy, take a Z-Pack.
What are you trying to say, Lou?
And hydrocodone, the wrestler's life.
The PA is like, it's like talking to Lassie. Fucking Lou Ferrigno doesn't make any sense.
Do you know how expensive that was? Yeah.
K-R-U-G.
Where the fuck is the blood?
There it's kind of coming out.
Took a minute.
It's like a pregnancy scare, just a little late. Look, Lou, you did it to yourself. Now there's a big old thing blocking the doorway. Kick it down. Stupid.
Get the Jaws music now.
Why is he just standing there?
I think he's like fucking the head or something. I don't know.
That'd be awesome.
That's what it looks like.
He's like holding the holding the fucking door for leverage because he's nutting his pants.
I don't think he knows how those doors work.
Well, he figured it out.
He's just walking around with the
Night
knife.
Of Living Dead shots. That's kind of cool. I didn't appreciate that the first time I saw this. This is like Jazzy Jaws. You're right, Dan.
Shit's awkward as fuck sounded.
It's like a Looney Tunes band.
We still have to do Cage. Fuck?
It's just three notes over and over.
Well, now.
Oh, there we go.
Why are you sweating, eh?
This sounds like it was played by like a first grader fucking music class.
It's like dubstep. Dan, you have the vinyl for this?
I will. Like,
it's just progressively getting worse and louder.
Just going to play it in the background for the shows now.
You know what's funny? Dan hears that all the time when he has sex with women. Getting worse and louder.
God damn it.
With the tape over their mouth, they sound like Lou Ferrigno.
See, nymph's still hard.
It's exciting.
It's cold.
Or that.
By the end
that's
of
what
shooting,
I look like walking around.
She found out he wasn't Lou Ferrigno, and she wasn't going to get a part in the show for sucking his dick.
That would be amazing. He goes around just pretending to be Lou Ferrigno, acting like he can't hear anybody. The real Lou Ferrigno shows up. What the fuck?
I got slapped in the face for not calling this girl back, and I didn't even fuck her.
I had to be the rooster.
Where are those two bitches we were talking to yesterday?
Yeah. All right. Oh shit, there's one on the side of the road.
Oh, must be my birthday.
Hey, yo, bitch, wake up.
Okay, you awake?
Dan, you ready for this? The little girl, Vanessa Shaw, who's actually like the same age as me, she was, her top credit is Allison from Hocus Pocus.
Whoa, okay.
What?
Yeah. Who
is Allison?
I don't know the names.
That's the one with Yabos. That's her?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. That's the old high school girl.
Okay. Okay.
12 years later. Yeah.
Are you ready for your erection to get bigger?
Me or Dan?
You.
Okay. Uh oh.
She was Domino in Eyes Wide Shut.
I knew that.
Okay. Oh yeah. Well, you're collecting from Hocus Pocus. Never. Yeah. So that makes sense.
That's fucking crazy. Oh man, I hope her yabos are okay. That just blew my mind. That's fucking cool. She showed up in that Hocus Pocus special thing that Elvira hosted. She? Yeah. Which wasn't very good, by the way. Like, it all led up to them singing "I Put a Spell on You," and that part was the best part. If it would have just been Elvira saying, "Oh, and here the Sanderson sisters are singing the song," could cut out all the other bullshit.
I just saw the Mariah Carey part when my cousin was watching it.
That was funny.
PCP has to have worn off by now.
Yeah, you don't know how many. Oh shit! No, fuck no, it didn't.
I've never seen Michael Myers do that shit.
Should have Superman punched.
Remember Halloween? Fucking Resurrection. He does some dumbass shit like that.
I'm putting that up as long as I can.
See, now he looks cool. He looks crazed and crazy as fuck.
Don't waste time. Gonna get shot by Cobra Kai.
He's not dark enough.
Hmm.
Love that laugh.
You get the Night of the Living Dead ending. They're shooting the neighbor.
See, they shoot light-skinned people. Bunch of crybabies.
Oh, that's hell.
He just rips his shirt off.
Easy, bitch. I'm trying to help you.
We can just say Ferrigno killed her.
Slap her.
Yeah, right? I'm waiting for it. Just get it over with.
Chill, bitch.
Do it for Sean Connery.
Bitch, be cool.
That shit works, though.
Tell that bitch to chill. Chill, bitch. Hillside Strangler?
They killed the poltergeist girl. Oh, this was the older sister's boyfriend.
Bring the big one. He's heavy.
I'm poking him with the gun. It's not, he hasn't popped up yet.
I'm still tripping that that's fucking Allison. That's awesome.
Well, it was like a decade before, so.
Yeah, 12.
More than that.
12 years, yeah, I think. He will return and Hulk too.
Yeah, I kind of really hope fucking Vinegar Syndrome picks this up, because that would be cool.
I want to see there was something with this one with the rights or something, which is why we're watching it on YouTube.
Can we get a fan film of Home Sweet Home 2? It's just like the next 15 minutes. He ends up killing everybody.
Is he
still alive?
He is, but he's also like all the accomplishments I've named. He might not be down to do it, but it's perfect. You just someone goes back to the same place like 30 years later. So, or shit, it's going to be 40 years later.
We can bring Allison back. And she can go through her kinder trauma. I was going to say. She can light a candle. The talking cat. Oh my god, we can have the killer wear a cat mask like a cat suit. Crossover.
That just makes any story better.
Remember when that bodybuilder killed Mustache?
Now that you brought that up, I hope we get Cat Sick Blues too, because like better, there man. Should be. And like you, I know how you do it too. You just have a copycat killer.
Boom! I like it. I fucking like it.
Like a guy that's super obsessed with cats and shit, and just like idolizes this dude. Fucking, it'd be awesome.
Copycat Sick Blues. Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh shit! He even named that fucker.
Kruger, have you seen the movie Copycat?
I don't think so.
With Jamie Lee Curtis. It's fucking good. I like it.
I've never seen it.
Dan, you mean seen it?
You mean Sigourney Weaver?
My bad. Yeah, Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
What did I say?
You said Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, I'm a retard.
Hey, I actually, now that you brought that up, would you guys consider Sigourney Weaver a final girl, or is she a little bit more?
We brought this up on the Scream thing, because I was like, Linda Hamilton and Sigourney Weaver are kind of final girls, but they're also like super fucking hard. So, I don't know. I think it counts.
Well, I will say they count because both of those first films are horror films.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's Alien and Terminator.
So that was Home Sweet Home.
Now you want to do something, Dan. Now you want to fucking
barely. Yeah, now you want to work.
Just throwing it out.
Final girl, Dan. Yes or no? What do you think? Debatable, I know, but like,
no.
No? Okay.
Why?
No.
If you eliminate
Sigourney Weaver,
if you eliminate the sequels, how is that not? You look at Alien. She is 100% a fucking final girl.
Yeah.
Yeah,
very true.
I don't know. I'm good either way. I can take.
So what'd you guys think of Home Sweet Home?
Oh, fun. it's so bad, but it's so fun.
Fun, bad movie.
Yeah, I like watching it with you guys. I think it's a fucking group movie. Oh
yeah. Yeah, it does drag. It has some points where it does sort of.
And that's drag. When you start talking shit with your buds. So that worked out perfectly.
Yeah. But that's one screams Vinegar Syndrome, man. I mean, it feels more like a late 80s slasher film, but like one of the good ones where it's not high quality. The golden era is gone, but it's still a good time. It's 81, man. There was some really good shit in 81.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. Yeah. No, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed that. I'm really looking forward to doing Antichrist at some point. And
is that going to be a watch along commentary too, or
if that's what we want to do, I don't know.
Well, you know, Cooper, you've seen it, right? What?
Yeah.
If we've all seen it, I'd say watch along.
No, Todd hasn't seen it. We're not watching it along. Yeah, we're gonna have to.
Yeah, no, but we'll definitely do it around Christmas too. It'd be perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tell us if you guys enjoy these watch alongs because they're fucking funny shit.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. And if you have any suggestions, hey, get on social media. Let us know. We're down. Yeah.
Just no sci-fi shit because fuck Dan.
Fuck you, Todd.
Unless it's Alien and Predator. Well,
come on, pick Solaris or something. I want the most fucking hard sci-fi. But you know what?
I'd allow both of those because they're horror too.
Cool.
The ones you named.
What about Galaxy of Terror? Because I want to see your live reaction to Rape Slug.
Well, we react to Todd all the time. I mean, come on.
Oh,
you are now Rape Slug, sir. I want you in that graphic on top of the girl.
Yeah.
Gotta happen now.
That actually does need to happen. But anyways.
I went hard on him this time, like he does the little ones.
Oh,
and that's the noise you make at the end.
Be sure to like, share, and subscribe here on YouTube. It helps the channel. Fleshwoundfeatures.com. Check out the eBay store and Pugs. Send us home.
All right. We're on Patreon, so you can get exclusive and early content, and most importantly, uncensored. So, you know, help us out if you want to. And we're across all the social media bullshits, all of them. Just search our name, and we're there. So hope you guys are enjoying your festive holiday food, and hopefully it's delicious.
Yes.
So everyone, say happy holidays and good night.
Gobble, gobble, motherfuckers.
Happy Thanksgiving, bitches.
Don't cancel us. These were just some jokes.
Right?
good ending.
Just be safe. Happy Turkey Day, you indigenous fucks. Bye!